This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Joffrey Ballet, presenting Midsummer Night's Dream, set during the traditional Scandinavian Summer Solstice Festival, at Lyric Opera House, April 25th through May 5th. Joffrey.org.
It's tough to mourn a loved one during the coronavirus pandemic. In Illinois, Governor J.B. Pritzker has limited gatherings at funerals to just 10 people. But it's not just families having a hard time. Funeral directors must balance the pressures of memorializing those lost to COVID-19 with taking care of their employees who are essential workers. They, too, are on the front lines and risk exposing themselves to the virus. WBEZ's Natalie Moore has the story inside three funeral homes.
Spencer Leake Jr. is a funeral director for the family-owned Leake & Sons, and he's stressed.
Since this COVID thing started, I'm just tired of hearing of death.
The previous day was a bad one.
We were planning for a loved one's service. The service was supposed to be tomorrow. The family called me and canceled the service because the grandmother died of COVID, and the family and I just started crying on the phone together.
I talked to Leake on a late weekday evening after he finishes eating dinner with his family. The days are long for him. I ask how many COVID bodies the funeral home has had.
I stopped counting after 30.
That was 2 weeks ago. Leake & Sons serves a primarily Black clientele with two locations, one on 79th and Cottage Grove in Chicago and the other in South Suburban Country Club Hills. Current stats show that Black people are dying of COVID-19 at disproportionate rates. At Leake & Sons, all employees are required to wear a mask. Embalmers put on rubber suits. Glass partitions are at the front desk. Limo drivers have acted as security to keep the 10-person order in effect. As an acknowledgement, Leake says he's giving employees a little extra in their paychecks. He says as much as he encourages families to make arrangements over the phone, it's tough. Some details have to be handled in person, like picking out caskets, completing mountains of paperwork, and dropping off clothes for the deceased.
You're not ordering groceries, buying some clothes.
Still, that creates problems.
Some families come in not even knowing that their loved one tested positive for COVID. The family should be told by some higher power than me, saying, hey, you can't make arrangements yet. The remains need to go to the county morgue for storage or something until you're out of quarantine.
Another family-owned funeral home agrees.
Okay, Ms. Jones, I will give her the message when she comes into the office. Thank you. Have a good day.
An Aretha Franklin gospel song hums in the background at Smith and Thomas Funeral Home. The family has three locations, two on the west side and one in Maywood. To protect employees and families walking through the doors, every single deceased body picked up is treated as a COVID-19 case.
We put on booties. We put on plastic aprons over the gowns. We put on our mask. We put on our face shields. We put on head coverings. Two pair of gloves. So we look like little Martians going into someone's house.
Funeral director Eileen Johnson says if someone dies at home, you may not know if the person died of COVID-19 based on the death certificate. This is the case if they had underlying health issues like diabetes or a heart condition and were under a doctor's care. As a precaution, embalmers work late Sunday nights when no one is at the funeral home. Embalming is mandatory even if a family is waiting for cremation. Johnson says they must embalm first to get rid of coronavirus and air passages and the lungs.
We're not really afraid of a body that's been embalmed. We're really afraid of the people that come with the body.
Johnson says politicians and hospitals need to know.
These bodies that die at home, they probably need to go to the medical examiner first. These are the people that probably need to be tested, and then they can be released to the funeral home. Knowing whether a body is positive or not, you know, provides a lot of relief to a lot of people. One, the people that they lived with, okay? And then two, us.
The Cook County Medical Examiner's Office says it only examines cases under its jurisdiction, and that does not include people who die of natural causes at home. Over in Elgin, the Simmons Madison Funeral Home questioned whether they have enough personal protection equipment. Joy and Dan Simmons are the owners.
Maybe in the last couple weeks, I was a little frustrated in that I felt there should have been more guidance for funeral providers about where to get PPE, because as a small business owner, I kind of felt like we were on our own out here to figure this out. And we are declared essential workers, but nobody was telling us where we could get the gear to protect ourselves.
Dan describes the chapel dedicated to his brother, who died in 2007.
I have currently right now 6 chairs in the center of the room. I also have 4 couches. It's a little difficult to look at. It's very sparse as far as chairs.
That's something all funeral homes face.
I'm Edward Callahan of Callahan Funeral Home, and I have a very important message for you.
The city of Chicago had the Englewood Funeral Home do a public service announcement.
We understand that you want to pay your respects, but right now, large gatherings, even for a funeral, are not permitted under the governor's stay-at-home order. It's not a good idea to gather in large crowds.
Funeral homes say people are using Facebook Live to memorialize their loved ones. That's great, directors say. But they say make sure the announcement doesn't put the details of the funeral home online. It gives people the impression they can show up. And that would violate the governor's order of no more than 10-person gatherings. Natalie Moore, WBEZ News.